the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. God, it was so close, Lundy. It was a game of not even inches, but like millimeters for your boy last night. Aaron Judge absolutely crushed a hanging curveball from one of the relievers, the Minnesota Twins, and it hit off the top wall. So unfortunately, my moonshot did not cash in for me, but we get back after it.
Mine did.
Yours
mine did? 2 days. 2 days in a row, bitches.
Oh, God. That I need some I'm of doomed. That mojo that, right now.
Actually, I was actually really pissed about yours because yesterday with our home run props, Brad, what I did is I bet each one of them individually, but then I threw them both together and threw a happy unit on it just in case. Just in case you and I both decided to have a happy hashtag Tequila Thursday. So when that ball bounced off the top of the fence, I was like, oh, damn it. But Jose Ramirez did for me, so I at least came out a little bit ahead, and thank God, because my hockey picks were awful for it. Yesterday.
Yeah, and I am not going to bet on hockey again until the Stanley Cup playoffs, obviously, and maybe I will win a ticket there because last night's selection that you backed did not come through for us.
Well, we got captain hooked. He finished with three shots instead of four, and we finished on the losing end, which was really the theme for everything I did yesterday, with the exception of Jose Ramirez. So how about we round trip it again?
Yeah, let's do it here in our home run picks to click, as we always do off the top this time of year here on the Fade the Noise podcast. And I am going to go with Eugenio Suarez of the Seattle Mariners taking on the Boston Red Sox. And Rich Hill, a player that he's got a tremendous history against, 5-for-10 lifetime with two jacks and five RBIs, got 11 home runs on the year, number 16 in Major League Baseball, an ex-ISO, which again measures your true power potential. He does have a couple of dingers in his last eight games, so hopefully it'll be the third home run in the last nine contests for Eugenio Suarez. Who do you like to eclipse the fence this evening? It is a Friday after all, so let's party hard.
Well, let's hope that we can do it. I know this is a little bit of chalk, but hey, when you're at plus odds, you freaking take it, people, and you don't bitch about it. Plus 270 right now at FanDuel Sportsbook for one Byron Buxton, Brad. Now, here's part of the reason why. Okay, so the Twinkies are at home. They're taking on Drew Rasmussen and the Rays. Buxton has three round trippers in his last two games, and he's going up against Drew Rasmussen, who has given up three round trippers in his last three starts. So I'm putting all of that together, and I'm saying it will be home sweet home for Mr. Buxton, and that he touches them all. And again, at FanDuel right now, that's a plus 270.
Suarez, Buxton, go yard! And maybe Lundy will slap those together on another sexy two-leg parlay, and hopefully this one will actually cash. Speaking of cashing, let's get after it on this Freaky Friday with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, no NHL tonight. We're going to get to the NBA postseason a little bit later on in the pod, and Major League Baseball as well. But let's again zero in on another NFL future, and we're focused on team wins this week. And I'm going to throw out a squad that's had some significant change at the quarterback position. Gone is their cornerstone, Russell Wilson, who is now in the Mile High City, of course, going to be under center for the Denver Broncos. In is the rubbish that was in Denver, now in Seattle, and getting those sloppy seconds with Drew Lock. He is going to be in a toe-to-toe battle with Geno Smith to secure this gig in training camp, unless that wild card and Baker Mayfield does get traded. But, of course, you know, Cleveland's just a mess, and understandably so, due to the Deshaun Watson debacle. But as things stand right now, Seattle over 5.5 wins is my lean here, minus 135 at FanDuel. Look, the Seattle team is not going to be terribly competitive, but they are going to be run-centric. This is why they invested in the services of Kenneth Walker, the third out of Michigan State, a battering ram, a yak machine, a guy with tremendous film. And by all accounts, in minicamp, he has flashed some hands as well, Lundy. a guy that didn't really catch the ball hardly at all while in East Lansing, but he could come in and be, you know, at least the second punch in a 1-2 punch featuring him and Rashad Penny behind a rebuilt and revamped offensive line, which I think is going to be potentially a top 15 unit overall in run blocking. You got to worry about Seattle defensively. This roster, top to bottom, the fourth worst in the NFL projected by Mike Clay at ESPN. And you look at some of the other, you know, teams that are out there in division. The San Francisco 49ers at number 15, Arizona at number 17, and the Los Angeles Rams at number 16. And Seattle, too, has the 11th hardest strength of schedule overall. Still, I think they eke out, squeeze out 6 wins exactly. And Captain Hook, we stiff arm into oblivion, and I hopefully will cash a winning ticket on this over 5.5 wins. I know you're not going to actually place a bet here because you don't like having your money tied up for months on end, but fade or follow my Seahawks over 5.5 wins this season minus 135 at FanDuel.
I'm fading this one. I don't like Seattle. I don't like the division that they're in. I don't care what you did with your offensive line or who you've got attempting to tote the rock. As I learned for the last 5 years here in the Mile High City, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have jack shit.
Yeah, true.
Seattle does not have a quarterback, and I think they're in trouble. And they're in a really difficult division. Again, this is like the upside down for me, Brad, because I think Seattle is about to experience what Denver's been going through for the last half decade. They're in a really tough division. The NFC West and the AFC West are both really difficult divisions. They do not have a quarterback. The quarterback they do have is the misery, not Missouri, quarterback that is Drew Locke. And so I just think Seattle's in a heap of trouble. I would take the under on this one. I think they finish at 5. I do not think they get up over into the half dozen mark. I am saying the Seahawks will have their wings clipped for 2022.
Well, it's understandable because Drew Locke sucks.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on to Major League Baseball. Let's talk about a guy that is doing some historic things right now and kind of under the radar. Alejandro Kirk of the Toronto Blue Jays, catcher slash DH. I'm going to take the over a 1.5 total bases tonight. That is at plus 120 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why is he doing historic things? Well, he is knocking at the door of slashing 300, 400, 500. That's batting average, OBP, and slugging on the season. He's batting 322 with a 401 OBP and a 477 slugging percentage. Now, if you get that slugging up, he would join a very exclusive club. Only 29 backstops, Lundy, in Major League Baseball history have gone 300, 400, 500 in a season. Last to do it was Joe Mauer in 2009, and Kirk may join that group. He has just been raking right now at the dish. He has been over this total base mark in 8 of his last 10 games. He's batting a redonkulous 467 with 4 homers, 9 RBIs, 16 runs scored, 8 extra base hits in his last 12 games. And now he's drawing Detroit's Elvin Rodriguez, who has got, checks notes, a 10.13 ERA in 16 innings pitched this season. Kirk is entrenched right now in that 5 spot in a rocking and rolling Toronto Blue Jays lineup. And I think his bat is going to be screaming, hitting some, you know, key line drives, the gaps tonight. And if he gets one double, we're cashing a ticket. So Alejandro Kirk, fade or follow, over 1.5 total bases at plus 120 at DraftKings Sportsbook.
10 hits in his last 5 games.
That's crazy,
it's just,
man.
He's absolutely on a tear, and these are fun ones to be able to do. These are a couple of ways, Brad, like you like to do the hit parlays, right? Just put 3, yep, 4 guys together all to get a hit. These are the guys that you want to look for. An advantageous matchup on the road against Detroit, but also somebody that has just been absolutely raking, including this past Tuesday, 4 for 5 against the Royals. And mixed in there was a damn strikeout, for crying out loud, and he still did it. Yeah. So, yeah, he is rolling right now. His batting average rocking at a 322. He's up, like, I think in the last, like, 8 days, his batting average is up 20-something points. So, yeah, this is a guy you want to roll with. Take the total bases. Maybe even think about making him a part of a multi-game parlay here, because he should have some great success against the Tigers coming up tonight.
No doubt about it. Cash with Alejandro Kirk.
Number three.
All right, sticking with the Rawhide. Let's go to a traditional run line pick here. And I'm going to go to the Bronx Bombers and the New York Yankees -1.5 on that run line against, yes, my beloveds, the Chicago Cubs. It is -125 right now at MGM and at DraftKings. So, you know, wherever you'd like to play. The juice is identical. I think it's the same even at FanDuel. The Yankees, generally speaking, been covering machines. They are 6-4 against the run line in their last 10 games. Interestingly, the Cubs are 8-2 against the run line in their last 10 road contests, but they haven't faced competition as stiff as this Yankees club. Just full of box score bangers. And, you know, is this a revenge game for Anthony Rizzo? Can we say that? I don't know. Aaron Judge and Carlos Stanton, DJ LeMahieu, they just keep bringing big sticks to the dish. And I think that's going to be problematic for Wade Miley. Miley's been great this season, 3.38 ERA, but his 4.28 xFIP suggests that ERA could come up. High walk shield, gives up too many free passes, 3.94 per nine. And you got Luis Severino taking the mound for the Yanks, a 2.95 ERA, 9.98 K per nine. He's only given up 5 earned in his last 26 1/3 innings pitched. And early burn his time, Lundy. I kind of like the Severino over on 6.5 strikeouts, which he has done in 4 of his last 5 games. The Cubs had the 10th highest K per nine of any team in Major League Baseball. So, fade or follow the Yankees, -1.5 on that run line against my Northsiders, -125 at DraftKings. Give me your thoughts, too, on that Severino over 6.5 Ks.
I like the lean on the Ks. I also think I might go back to your well, Brad, with Aaron Judge for a round tripper, by the way.
he's just two. Because, I mean, he's two.
You took one off the top of the fence for crying out loud. God, it was a pain. Do you know, here's a fun stat for you, Brad.
Ooh, I like fun stats.
In the last 6 games where the Cubs are coming off of a rest day, where they've had the day off,
yeah,
they're 1-5.
Oh,
you would think you get a day off, you know,
recalibrate,
you maybe, you know,
recharge.
Yeah. You hang out with the kiddos. Maybe you get a date night with the wife. I don't know. Maybe you get lucky. All of those kind of, no, that's not. Apparently, when the Cubs have a day off, it gets even worse.
Oh.
1-5 in their last 6 coming off of an off day. They're screwed, man. Take the run line in this. Like I said, I'm leaning on the Ks. God, that's a high number. But I'm leaning towards the over just like you are. And like I said, I think I might go back to the well on the home run bet on Aaron Judge and see if he can actually just eke it over the fence this time.
We are all in on the Yankees. Stay tuned for my top picks in the NBA Finals. Plus, bonus time, not only in the NBA, but also Major League Baseball.
Number two.
All right, Lenny, let's get after it here. We got another matchup going down tonight in Beantown between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. The Celtics took care of business in this last matchup. We've seen some line movement here this morning at tape time. It was at 3.5 in most of the books. It is now Boston at -4, pretty much universally across the board with a total of 214 flat. The Celtics currently at DraftKings -165 on the money line. The Warriors at +145. Here's how I'm going to bet this game up front, from the tip. I like the over on the team total points, but on alt lines, and I did this the last time out and I cashed on it. So give me Boston to score 105 or more points, and then I'm going to match that with Golden State to score at least 102. Both of those thresholds hit, you're a +100, so even money at BetMGM. To give you some background here, Boston's averaging 106.7 points per game at home in the postseason. They play at a brisk pace, the 7th fastest rate of all 16 teams that have been in the NBA playoffs. Golden State a little bit faster of a pace at #5 overall, and they have scored at least 102 in 15 of 19 games. And I'll give you another early bonus time here. I think the Warriors win this thing tonight. I really do. I think it's going to go 7 games. You know, does it go back to San Francisco with them down 3-1? I don't think so. I think Golden State, much like Boston did in game 1, they steal one inside the Garden, send home the fans with sullen looks on their face and make this thing real interesting once it gets back by the bay. But for the purposes of this exercise, fade or follow the Seas, 105-plus points, the Warriors, 102-plus points, plus 100 at BetMGM.
I'll roll with you on this one because I actually like the under in the game tonight, and so this would follow suit with that because the over-under right now is sitting at a flat 214. It's ticked down just a little bit. I think it might have opened at 215, but I know that it was at 214 and a half last night before I crashed, and so it has ticked down a little bit. So I like the under, and so that would play into this, the idea of you having 105 and 102 together. Let's see, carry the one, break out my, take off my shoes. Wait, 207. There we go. The thing that gets me on this one, Brad, is if you're leaning a little bit towards the idea that the Warriors could pull the upset, I think that if that happens, there is a chance that Boston finishes around like 102 or 103 points. So I feel a little bit of a contradiction between your bets here, my friend. I feel as though maybe you're hedging a little bit.
Always hedging. Hedge life forever. That's your boy here. Still, I think the Celtics score at least 105 and the Warriors at least 102, and I cash a ticket.
Number one.
All right, let's zero in on the player props market. And a guy that's just, you want to talk about cashing tickets. It's all Jason Tatum does, specifically in assists. Now, the books have finally caught on, Lundy, to his dishing ways. And the line set at 5.5, and it's at like minus 150, 160 everywhere. I am not willing to pay that juice, but I still see value right now in the market. If you look at assists and rebounds, and that number is set at 12.5 for Tatum, and I'm taking the over there, minus 130 at BetMGM. So get that a little bit lower juice. You look at what Tatum has done in this combined category, 18, 9, 15. So he's been over in two or three matchups in these NBA Finals. He's been over this number in six of his last seven games as well. He's averaging 5.7 rebounds per game in the NBA Finals and 8.3 assists per game. You look at what Golden State has given up, 41.4 rebounds per game. That's an area of weakness, and 24.4 assists per game. You throw in the fact that it's going to be, an up-tempo game, at least in my mind. I know you're leaning toward the under here, but I still think that Tatum will do enough damage in the box score to hit 13 in total with assists plus rebounds. So fade or follow that Jason Tatum over 12.5 assists plus rebounds, minus 130 at BetMGM.
Tatum's making people a lot of money. I'll roll with you on this one. I agree. I am leaning to the under, again, sitting at 214. But that said, somebody's got to score. Somebody's got to be active in the box score, and that tends to be Jason Tatum. So, from what I've seen out of him this entire postseason, keep rolling, man, because he is filling up the box score, and these are two stat lines that he is consistently on.
All right, let's pack some extra buzz here because happy hour, I don't know, Casa de Evans is going to start roughly around noon. It's a Friday, Lundy. It's bonus time. Where else are we making some bucks?
Well, let's stick in the NBA here for just a quick moment. I'm going to take talk about a guy that has been cashing some tickets for us. Andrew Wiggins, Brad.
Oh, get Wiggy with it.
The Golden State Warriors. Give me the over on 22.5 points plus rebounds. He has been over this in two of the three games in the series. And in fact, over the course of this 2022 postseason, he's actually averaging 22.7 with these two stat lines combined. So his average is right at this mark. But I go back to your comment that you made. You think that the Golden State Warriors have got a good shot to be able to win this game. If that happens, as you just said, got to get Wiggy with it. And in truth, he would have been over in all three games if he didn't have such a shitty shooting performance. Try saying that three times fast. In game two, because he was only 4 for 12 from the field, if you remember. He only finished with 11 points.
Yep.
It was a really bad game two for him. But he still finished with 17 of these two, of 17 of these two stat lines combined in that game too. So, he's still, he's hovering around that number. I'll take it because of his average. And then, Brad, how about just for fun in baseball, how about a no-run first inning?
Oh,
I don't know
Nerfy.
Why. I haven't done a Nerfy. Nerfy? Is that really what you call
Nerfy.
It? Nerfy.
Nerfy
sounds
and Nerfies.
Like a, it sounds like a character from like Fraggle Rock back in the day.
It's a drunk Smurf, actually. That's what we call
Nerfy.
Oh,
there we go. Okay, so it's a nerfy. I'm going to say we get a no-run first inning out of the Diamondbacks and Phillies coming up later tonight. Pitching matchup, I think, just leans that way between these two. At DraftKings right now, the nerfy between those two teams is a minus 120. There you go. There's my couple hits on bonus time.
Ooh, nice little instant gratification. Hopefully you will win that ticket on the nerfy. Let's go to the NBA. I got a couple of additional player props I got action on. Give me Marcus Smart over 4.5 rebounds at plus 120. He's gone 7-2-5, so been over in 2 of 3 finals matchups. And he's been over in 3 of 5 overall matchups this season against Golden State in the rebounding category. I mean, you know the tick he's going to get, 31.3 minutes per game, tough as nails. And the Warriors, somewhat weak on the glass. Again, giving up 41.4 rebounds per game, so getting seduced by the juice there at plus 120. Another bet that I like on the C's at plus odds, Grant Williams coming off the bench, over 6.5 points. He had 10 points in his last game. Now, he only had 0-6 in the 2 matchups prior at inside the Chase Center in the NBA Finals, but he has been over this 6.5 points threshold in 15 of 21 postseason matchups. He's only averaging 3.7 field goal attempts per game in this series and 19 minutes per game, but I think he's going to come in, hit a 3 or 2, maybe gets fouled and gets another one into the cylinder, and we hit 7-8 points and win on that over wager. So at plus 100, I'm willing to gamble on Grant Williams. Back to Major League Baseball. Let's work in a pitcher prop on strikeouts. How about Spencer Strider over 6.5 punch outs for the Atlanta Braves against the Pittsburgh Pirates at plus 110 as a starter, high K rate. He's only got a couple of turns of rotation, 8.1 innings pitched, 12 strikeouts. He had 5 at Colorado, a team that's very difficult to strike out. Then he had 7 at Arizona, a team that swings and misses a lot, much like the Buccos, who had the 8th highest K per 9 of any team in Major League Baseball. Strider with that 15.2 swinging strike rate, outstanding. I think he gets at least 7 Ks tonight. Give me the under in the Miami and Houston matchup. So the Marlins and Astros, 7.5 runs. Pablo Lopez against Luis Garcia. Lopez, 1.41 road ERA this year. He has been marvelous. Luis Garcia, no slouch in his own right, with a 3.07 ERA. Houston, by the way, has hit the under in 7 of its last 10 games. And then last one, let's work in a parlay. All alt run totals. Give me the Orioles 4+ runs in KC. Give me the Jays 4+ runs in Detroit. And give me Milwaukee 4+ runs in Washington. That's plus 226 at BetMGM. Why do I like the O's? Well, it's all about fading Jonathan Heasley of Kansas City with a 4.62 ERA, but that 6.25 xFIP says a correction is on the horizon, and the Orioles have scored at least 4 runs in 5 of their last 7 games. Meanwhile, for Toronto, they have scored at least 4 in 13 of their last 14. I mentioned before with Alejandro Kirk, Elvin Rodriguez on the bump with that 10-plus ERA for Detroit. Then finally, it's all an Eric Fetty fade for me for the Milwaukee Brewers. Fetty in a 4.88 ERA. Milwaukee has been under in 5 of their last 6. You know, they're riding this 6-game losing streak. I think they snap out of the funk tonight, and those bats turn red hot. So there you go. Get seduced by the juice, kind of a sexy parlay there to wrap things up here on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. If you enjoy this pod, drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.